You're listening to the audio production of The Captive Maiden by Melanie Dickerson, published by Zondervan and read by Jude Mason.
Prologue. Spring 1403, Hagenheim region. Gisella huddled by the fire in her attic chamber, clutching the miniature portrait that fit in her hand. The artist had painted it the year before when Gisella was 7. Father had been so handsome. Now that Gisella was 8 and father was gone, life could never be the same. If only she had stayed 7 forever.
"I love you," she whispered,
kissing her portrait father's cheek as a tear dripped off her chin. Her stepmother's unforgiving wooden pattens clicked up the steps that led to Gisella's attic room.
"Gisella?"
Euphemia called. She thrust the portrait back inside the hole in the fireplace wall and pushed in the loose brick, then kicked the ashes into the fire to smother it.
"Gisella, what are you doing?"
Euphemia towered over her.
"You have cinders on your hands and your feet."
Gisella made her face a blank as she stared at the floor. Lighter footfalls clattered up the stairs, and Gisella's 2 stepsisters pushed against their mother's silk skirt, staring out from behind her. Irma was the oldest, and her long, thin face and squinty-eyed expression made Gisella wonder if the girl had a bad taste in her mouth. She had the same limp brown hair as her sister, Consul, but that was the only trait they had in common. Consul's cheeks were round and chapped pink, and her face was forever relaxed, her mouth open, as if she had just awakened from a nap. Frau Euphemia raised one brow.
"Go down to the stable and help the groomsmen get the horses ready."
When Gisella hesitated, Euphemia screamed,
"Obey me this moment, or I will throw..."